Cammy Cam's father is Cecil Newton Sr., and he's on the phone. How you doing?
Tom Joyner. Let me recant that. Panther fan. What's happening?
Yeah. Panther fan. That's right. I got the bandwagon all cleaned up and is on its way right now being shipped to San Francisco.
Boy, that's a wonderful thing. Never really saw this day coming so soon, Tom, but God is good. We're glad to be a part of it.
He's a bishop in the church.
Yeah.
So Super Bowl Sunday being the day of major work being done at the church, what happens next Sunday, Bishop? For you and the First Lady, Bishop.
Hey, you know, that's to be discussed in private, but we're going to do some preaching in Santa Clara, California. What about that?
Good for you.
What have you done during the regular season and the 16 Sundays that Cam has been playing? What have you done about church?
We improvise.
Bishop, your son is going to make Black history, isn't he?
He already has to a great degree, and I just pray that he continues to operate prudently with the gift that he has and the people that he has influence over.
How have you and your wife prepared Cam for this moment?
Well, you know, that goes way back to 6, 7, 8 years old. We just tried to instill in him character values, but live life to the fullest and have fun, but always respect others' opinion, but work hard for what you get. Don't expect a something for nothing type philosophy.
Was he dancing in school?
Are you kidding me? We dance. I mean, you know, I go to the type of church that if you feel it and the spirit is moving, let go and let God.
But you've got to.
I'm gonna say something about the public's opinion about Cam and his dancing and celebration. I just had to take a time to reflect a couple of days ago. I can recall, and it's on Cam's Instagram page somewhere. I'm not all that social media active, but December 9th, 2014, Cam's life came inches away from being extracted from him. And so when you base that on what possibly could have happened, but by the grace of God and a lot of people praying and, you know, just good things happening, he walked away from an accident that ultimately could have ended it all. So me being concerned with him celebrating is trivial compared to what, you know, some people have to suffer. Cancer, you know, paralysis, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
He has a powerful testimony.
Yes, of course.
You guys, one of the highlights for me was when you and Cam came on the show and talking back and forth and the great relationship you have with him. What kind of advice do you, and I'm sure you get it from other moms and dads, in terms of their children and where they want to go and raising their children, what kind of advice are you giving or do you give?
Well, I would say clearly, I have 3 sons. I have an older son, Cecil Jr., graduated with TSU, Tennessee State. He had a 4-year stint in the NFL. And I have a younger son that attends Grady High School of Atlanta, Georgia, not just Cam. Oftentimes, society wants to make you a relevant parent primarily because you have, you know, a public figure, a high-profile son. I love all of my sons equally. I would tell all parents, you know, to stay the course, be patient, allow them to grow at the rate that they can contain what you're trying to give them. You can't pour more into them than they can contain. And society, in my era, our teaching tools, our parenting skills are somewhat different than what they are now. So, you know, pushing Cam, I never really pushed him into professional sports. I mean, he had to adapt to this and want to absorb what I was trying to give him. And I gave it to him at measures that I think he could contain. You know, I see sometimes people get kind of overdrawn because a little 7-year-old misses a layup a 12-year-old misses a layup. I mean, you scar kids a lot of times emotionally because they don't understand and they feel bad because they turn their parents or they disappoint their parents. We all want the greatness for our kids. I'm sure most of America's parents do, white, black, on both sides of the aisle. But, I mean, in all sensibility, you know, scolding him and jumping him off, so to speak, because he didn't catch the touchdown or he didn't run fast enough. I mean, come on, parents. Let's all go back to when we were 9, 10, 11 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Bishop. Hey, Bishop, one last question. Cam's fashion style. Who's he get it from? You or the First Lady?
You know what? You know what? Tom, I'm going to tell you that in Santa Clara, but you know what it is.
So the First Lady did have a great influence on me. Okay, thank you, sir.
You know what? My wife has a vast assortment of shoes, so I'm going to give Cam's footwear to my wife. All those spike shoes Cam wears. It's strictly from his mother, the First Lady.
You're a delight. Thank you, Bishop Cecil News.
You all have a blessed day.
I'll see you in San Francisco.
Can't wait.